and welcome to Dunktown. This is the podcast where we learn about basketball one game at a time.
That's right.
I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Agata. Thanks for tuning in today, you guys. We hope you're having a great January.
Oh my God, this is the best January I've ever had.
Truly.
I mean, it's actually, right now, the sun is setting. And
it looks great.
It was an amazing sunset. It was looked like the sky was on fire. We had these beautiful post-rain clouds that were big and fluffy. Looked like some bedding.
Ooh, it did look crazy. I posted a picture on my Instagram story. So if you follow me on Instagram, you could have seen it when a week ago. It has expired by now.
Speaking of bedding.
Yes. Go on.
You got a special piece of bedding in the mail, didn't you?
Oh, I did. Big news in my house. Guys, I got I got a weighted blanket.
Oh my God. What do you think about it? What's your review?
I'm a big fan. It's something I've wanted to try for months. And then I talked to you about it and you said you tried some ones and it was great. So I was like, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, my sister got one for Christmas from her husband.
You were saying that it like makes you tingly, which I think just means maybe it was too heavy for you.
I think it maybe was too heavy. Yeah. Like as soon as I laid under it, my arms and legs tingled. Yeah. And then when I got up from it, I felt light.
Yeah. That sounds like it was maybe cutting off your circulation. I don't know.
I almost died.
Yeah. You survived it. Wow. It just feels like someone's just giving you a big hug.
All so the sweet.
Time. What about you? What's going on with you?
Everything's fine. I just have been working a ton and I really just want to watch basketball all the time.
Yeah. It's a bummer when you can't just do whatever you want all the time.
I know. I hate it.
It sucks.
I did watch last night, me and roommate Dan, we went to dinner. And then we came home and the Warriors game was on. So we watched the Warriors game. And so he was like, oh, we should watch some highlight reels of like Reggie Miller and a couple other people. So we started watching these YouTube compilations of the best assists and 3-point shots. And anyways, it was really funny because our other roommate came home. And we're both just silently looking at the screen, watching like passes. It wasn't even dunks or anything. It's like really good passing.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was super fun. But it was just really funny that I felt like we were caught in a very nerdy situation.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine.
We both have a cat on our lap. Like we each had one cat and we were just like watching assists.
That's adorable. We're taking a little field trip next week.
Yes.
All three of us, all four of us in this house, all five of us, including Louie, who is Gabe and Andrea's dog. We're all going to San Francisco, City of Stars, baby.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
We're going to go right up to that Golden Gate Bridge.
We probably won't actually see the Golden Gate Bridge. We will see the Bay Bridge. We'll drive over it.
Okay.
Maybe we'll see the Golden Gate Bridge at a distance.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
We can drive over the Golden Gate Bridge too if we want to go to shout out Marin County, California.
Oh God.
I don't think we have time for that.
That's Gabe's hometown.
Gross. Just kidding. It's nice. We went there. Went there.
I actually love Marin. Yeah. If anyone goes to Marin County, you should go to Mir Beach.
Yeah, Anastasia took me there in a little field trip.
And then
Mir Woods.
Yeah, so we went to Mir Woods, we went to Mir Beach, and then we ate at this delightful little inn.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Called the Pelican Inn, and you can get like pub food, get your fish and chips or whatever, and then go sit on the grass on the lawn and drink a beer, and they usually have like a really great beer selection.
I remember just getting a glass of rosé and then I also ordered fish and chips and we sat down and I put the glass on the grass and you just immediately fell over and dumped out. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. That was a classic spill.
I was like, fuck, I wish I had a table.
He's like, fuck this grass. I don't want to be sitting on a lawn.
I think they gave me another one.
I think they did.
Yeah.
They're very, you can also, if it's like cold, they have this beautiful fire. It's like a little like Tudor Inn style wise.
Yeah, it's adorable.
And there's a fireplace inside. You could sit by it. Ugh, I love that place.
Me too.
But I'm very excited for our little trip.
Yeah, we're going to San Francisco Sketch Fest.
And we're going to see so many fun shows.
Yeah.
And we're going to eat at a place that PJ Tucker says has great pancakes.
Yes. And we're going to probably wait in a huge long line to eat those pancakes. Yeah. But we're all really looking forward to it. Yeah. And yeah, we're staying at a cute little Airbnb. We have people house sitting for us. Don't rob us.
Yeah.
We all have house sitters.
Yeah. And don't try and find us in San Francisco and mug us.
Yeah. Yeah. If that's your goal. Yeah. We don't have any money.
Yeah. I guarantee we have no cash on us.
Please just don't do any crimes on us.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually a general good, you know, request.
True. Don't do crimes to us. Thank you.
Thank you. If you're thinking about it, get help.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
Don't do crimes. I think it's what Dunktown's, you know.
And if you're going to do it to someone else. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. This was another busy week in old NBA land.
When is it not?
Oh, boy. So
does it ever slow down?
The NBA train never stops. Just goes toot. Around the world at top speed. So let's hear what happened previously on basketball.
Previously on basketball.
Yeah. Okay. Steffi is number 3 in all-time made three-pointers behind Reggie Miller and Ray Allen. James Harden scores a 40-point triple-double in fewer than 30 minutes. Nick Young investigated after punching a fan in the testicles at a car wash and stealing his phone. Nerlens Noel is concussed after a scary fall in OKC-Minnesota game. A fight breaks out shortly after. Derrick Rose says, if you don't believe in him, then kill yourself. He's the worst. Steffi announced he's starting the underrated tour for overlooked high school players. Suns cutie Kelly Oubre inspired by Devin Booker's drip.
All right. Let's talk about Kelly Oubre. I mean, you can't get me to stop talking about Kelly Oubre, am I right? What? Mega babe, first of all.
Yes.
Mega babe. Second of all, I love his outfits.
Yes.
And he's a fun player to watch.
He's got it all, let's say.
The whole package.
The whole package. Cool tattoos, very stylish boy.
Great hair.
Great hair. Very good basketball player.
Absolute cutie.
And I just want to thank old school listener Jordan for tipping us off to this beautiful romance happening right now in like with the Suns players.
Right.
It just seems like Kelly Oubre is a great fit. He just joined the team and he's
already, you know, making friends.
He's friends with Devin Booker. Mm-hmm. He loves Devin Booker.
Yeah.
DeAndre Ayton speaks so highly of Kelly Oubre.
Yeah.
It just feels like this big happy family over there.
Totally. It seems great. Let's play the clip. This is right after the Suns win a game against the Sacramento Kings.
And Devin Booker was injured. He was having back spasms.
He was out, yeah.
So he was not playing in that game.
That's amazing to win this one.
We did a 4-book. Straight up, Booker's out. We got to step up, you know. We got to make sure that, you know, we get a win in his absence, man. Because, you know, he's dealing with some things that he wants to get right. So, you know, we just went out there and played hard for him, man. Sue was looking real nice too. Straight up, I think he motivated me a little bit. Yeah, to get me my money up.
That's high praise from you,
Nah, man. Book got some drip too, though. No sleep. Y'all know it.
He said, okay, so he said he did it for Book. That they're playing hard for their injured teammate, which is adorable.
So sweet.
And then he said, Brooke got some drip too.
Yeah, he's
complimenting his outfits.
He was like, they were like, so they asked him something about Booker's suit, and he was like, yeah, that suit inspired me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But got some drip.
Adorable.
So cute.
And if you are wondering, hey guys, what does drip mean? We have another club for you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, like if I said, I look at you tonight, you know, you got this nice looking outfit on, I said, drip, drip, what would you think? No, what would you think? Just give me an answer.
Drip, drip is basically the new lingo for your clothing. Like, I'm looking sharp.
Yeah, I had a thing on Instagram or on Twitter with a picture of me walking down the gangplank at the airport yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I said, drip, drip, and I go, what? What does that mean?
I mean, it's the new lingo.
Does anybody over 40 know what that means?
I'm not sure.
Everybody under 40, I've asked. Well, of course, you dummy.
And you know what's funny?
I never felt so old or more ready for retirement in my life.
But I'm telling you, you got some nice grip on.
So that was Ralph Lawler, the Clippers local announcer.
Hilarious. He looks, I don't know, 80 years old.
So funny. And it's super cute, too, that yeah. He's like, does everyone know what this means?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like maybe it's just that I'm following all these accounts, but like I see people say drip, drip to like every single outfit. So I think it's really cute to imagine a man that old, like posting a cute picture of him at the airport and getting those comments and being like, honey, what does this mean?
So if you didn't know, now you know.
Now you know.
And now you know that book got dripped too.
Yeah. So thank you for nominating him. I think I'm going to have to give Kelly Oubre cutie of the week.
He's got to be a cutie.
Congratulations.
Yes. I think there'll be a lot more cuties for him later on down the line too.
Yeah.
He's a nice, handsome young man.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. And good job for, like, you know, really fitting in with your new team and putting in the effort in.
I know. I think he, you know, this wasn't easy for him. I think it's mid-season. He goes to the Suns and just, like, immediately is on the court playing with these guys that he doesn't really know. And I even read that it wasn't until pretty recently that Igor, the coach, was able to sit down and chat with Kelly Oubre and be like, hey, let's have a little chat. Let's talk about like who you are and who I am and stuff. It has to be hard. I can't even imagine being a basketball player just being traded that much.
And it does. It seems crazy. And you're right. It happens in the middle of the season. And then like it happens and you have to immediately just drop your whole life and fly somewhere else and just like start over.
Yeah. And earlier in that same video that we played, he said, yeah, moving here, you know, they had like three away games and he was like, I don't even know where I live.
Right.
Like I don't have a place to live in Phoenix yet. So
don't you have family there?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh my God. They should have let him stay.
Open your doors.
I need to tell my sister, she has a spare room. I stayed there over Christmas. It was very nice.
Wow. So he was homeless and she had an empty room.
So my sister did go to a game recently and was not courtside, but, you know, fairly close. And I said, oh, she was at the game that Kelly Oubre was talking about that Booker wasn't playing. And I said, did you get lost in his eyes? And she was like, no, I wasn't close enough to get lost in his eyes. And then you asked, how's that butt look IRL?
Gotta know.
And she was like, it was pretty good.
God, I love a good butt. Thank you to your sister.
Yeah, so I'll have her report on more IRL butts.
Yeah. I need her report on my desk by morning.
She's typing up. She's like, all night long I was working on this report.
Cutest butts IRL.
Yeah.
Cool. So shall we meet the boys?
Yeah.
Hello. Great group of guys.
Great group of guys. sorry. So we had a special day today, sort of. We watched a game that was today, January 12th. Pistons at Clippers. And two little cutie pies were at the game.
That's right. It was me and Gabe. Anastasia had to work, unfortunately.
I was not at the game. I was angry, angrily working.
She was looking for us in the background shots. We had amazing seats right behind one of the, almost said buckets.
Right behind the buckets. Yeah. You know, the peach baskets that they use?
Right behind one of the hoops. I don't know. What was the right word?
Basket.
Okay. Okay. So I was supposed to work at a booth at the Staples Center today, but it was kind of pouring down rain when I got there and everything got shut down. So I ended up having to, or I just had a lot of time to kill, basically.
And you got hooked up with these seats.
Yes.
Some sweet free seats, which is
amazing. I feel very grateful that I had access to these because they are crazy. Like, they're not courtside, so don't get too excited. But, you know, there's two rows of courtside seats. And then there's a new section that starts right behind that. And there's, like, one row ahead of us and then us.
So you were, like, let's say four rows back.
Yeah.
And behind the basket that was during the first half was the Pistons basket.
Yes.
Okay. So if anyone wants to try and find...
We took some photos we'll put on the website of us in the background shots. It was amazing to be that close. We did not get to hear any shit talking. Well, actually, we did hear a little bit. There was a lot of players yelling at refs. And I could hear... one time specifically, I remember Blake Griffin turning around and yelling at the ref. And I couldn't make out his words, but he was, you know.
But you heard his voice.
Yeah. He was like... He was like a sim.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Detroit Pistons... Thank you for that piston sound effect. I'm just going to say the starting lineup, and then we'll talk about the Clippers starting lineup, and then we'll talk about like the drama behind this. So Pistons starting lineup was Reggie Jackson, Bruce Brown, Andre Drummond, Reggie Bullock, Sandra's father, and Blake Griffin, and their coach is Dwayne Casey. On the Clippers, we have Tobias Harris, Danilo Gallinari, Marcin Gortat,
Marcin,
Avery Bradley, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. We also have some very good boys, Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell, who aren't starters, but they play a lot. And I would say that they're key players.
Yeah, I think those two are like the top scorers on the Clippers.
Yeah. And then their coach is Doc Rivers, who has the sweetest puppy dog eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to talk a little bit about like the drama of these boys?
So last season, Blake Griffin was traded away from the LA Clippers. Now, Blake has been on the Clippers since he started in, I don't know what year, but he's been playing for a few years now.
I want to say he was like 2011 because he got Rookie of the Year, I think, in 2010 or 2011.
Yeah, and he was drafted by the Clippers. And then what I'm sure to him felt like abruptly thrown away and traded away for four players that are on the Clippers now. And he was kind of their like all-star. He was the name that was really pulling in crowds. So I think they kind of both suffered as a result of that. Like, he didn't talk about it a lot, but I think he didn't want to move away. And the Clippers then turned into a team that had no big names on it. So that hurts them. People don't take them seriously.
Even though they're doing very well.
Right. But, you know, people just ignore them. And then Blake has like always been a really good player. And he, even after moving to the Pistons, has been an amazing player. He was the first one this season to score over 50 points in a game. And he just dominates the court whenever he plays. So I think this was his first time coming back to the Staples Center to play the Clippers. So it was kind of like a reunion. I'm sure bittersweet for him because the crowd was very nice to him, and they, like, when they pulled up his name at the beginning, everybody was clapping and cheering, and it was really loud and sweet. We loved it.
So this was like, it was essentially like meeting an ex.
Right.
That you haven't seen for a while, and things sort of ended badly.
Right. Right. And there was some drama before the game because the teams were warming up, and Steve Ballmer apparently was trying to get Blake's attention and come up to him and talk to him. And it was reported that Blake ran away in the other direction.
He said he didn't. He just didn't see Steve Ballmer.
Yeah. So after this was like tweeted out, he didn't say he didn't see him. He just said, "That's my process. I warm up and I go backstage or come to the locker room." And he's like, "I've done this for 9 years." Actually, can we play that clip? Do we have that?
Yeah.
"For 9 years now, as soon as I'm done doing my pregame shooting, I make sure there's a path and I take off running to the locker room. I don't stop running. So a lot of you know that. A lot of you have been here for a long time, and a lot of you have seen me do that before. So I don't change that for anybody. You know, to tweet out something like that, like what you did, I thought was kind of bullshit, because you know that. But that's what it was, plain and simple. It wasn't anything planned. Every single game I've done this for, I don't know how long."
The guy that tweeted it out is there. He's
calling him out to his face. Like, yeah, that's bullshit that you did that, which is got to be rough.
Yeah. But I do think that often journalists run away with the drama a little bit. I'm sure Blake Griffin was just like, "I just want to like keep my head down and play basketball."
Right. But then, I mean, we cut the clip off a little early, but there was the end of it. He starts talking about the reporter asks him, like, "Would you have shaken his hand if you saw him?" And he just said, "I don't answer hypothetical questions." So to me, it sounds like he's still upset.
Yeah,
about the trade, and he doesn't want to talk to him.
Shake Steve Ballmer's hand too, because it'd be sweaty. He's a very sweaty man.
Yeah, we saw some good shots of his pits. So his pit stains.
Just really quickly before we get into the game, I just want to say before this game, Detroit had a record of 17 wins and 23 losses. Clippers had a record of 24 wins, 17 losses. So almost the exact opposite records. And, you know, Clippers look pretty good to win this game.
Yeah.
So let's get into the game. So walk me through, what do? You got there before Gabe.
Yeah, a long time before. I had to really kill some time.
So you're just scarfing down Ludo Bird.
So, well, we'll get there, of course. So I was spending some time with a coworker. I went to her seats. She had the exact opposite seats from where we were sitting on the other side of the court.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. So that was where the Pistons were warming up on that side. So I got to see all of them up close and take some photos and hang out for a little bit. And then I moved over to my side. And then
when does Gabe arrive?
Gabe arrives right before the game starts. So yeah. I have a good like hour and a half of just like chilling.
Okay, Gabe, how do you find Agata?
It was actually a lot harder than it
should
have
hard,
been.
It was hard, yeah.
Well, first of all, I was in one of those Uber pool express guys where you walk a little ways.
Yeah.
But I didn't like, Agata had texted me and said, "I'm at the main entrance at the Star Plaza." And so they dropped me off pretty much in front of that, but I didn't see it. So I then proceeded to walk all the way around the Staples Center. I got to the other entrance. I'm like, I think this must be the main entrance because it wasn't where I was. and she's like, "No, Star Plaza." And so, yeah, I did it into a full loop around the Staples Center.
Oh, no.
It's fine.
It was okay.
Yeah.
So you got your steps in. That's cool. Yeah.
We were still there early enough.
Yeah, it was fine. as soon as he arrived, I was like, we got to get to Ludo Bird now. Yeah. You know, it's like a necessity.
Don't want to wait in line. Don't want to miss anything because you didn't get your Ludo Bird.
Exactly. Exactly. So we get some Ludo Bird. We stock up on chicken and biscuits.
Your pockets are overflowing with chicken.
Yeah.
And biscuits.
My hands are sticky. And we get to our seats.
They were so close. Yeah. In the station. I couldn't believe it. I felt like I was watching like,
I felt
like I was watching the movie Eddie, but on a really big screen.
Yeah. I mean, it was wild. It was, I feel very grateful to have the chance to see a game that close.
At what point did you buy hats? Because you both have beautiful Clippers hats.
Thank you.
When did you go to the hat shop?
So that was at halftime.
Yeah, we made halftime hat time.
Nice.
Yes.
We went straight to the souvenir shop and tried on some hats.
Yeah, so Gabe said he wanted to get a hat, and I was like, great, I'll accompany you to the hat store. Was not planning on getting a hat. I went in there, I put this one on, and some woman was like, oh my God, it looks great. And I was like, really? She was like, yeah. And I was like, oh.
I don't think she worked there either.
Really?
I don't know.
Cool.
Wow.
I thought she was probably an employee, and that was her job, was just to tell people like, oh my God, you look amazing in that jersey. You gotta buy it.
But other people were complimenting you on the hat too.
Yeah, so then I met up with my other coworker, Kyle, and his wife, Julie, and their kids. We met up at the hat store because it was just like, let's find a place to meet. And his wife, Julie, was also like, oh my God, that hat looks great. And I hadn't bought it yet. I was still just in the try on phase. I was like, oh, I'm just trying it on. She's like, you have to get it. It looks great on you. It's like perfect for your face.
Oh my God.
And I was like, okay. So I was convinced to buy it. And then Gabe got the one that he wanted all along.
They're both great hats. And one thing I like about them is they look worn in.
Yeah.
Not too worn in. They still look new, but they're like softer and, you know, molded already.
Totally.
So you guys look like little twin cutie pies in your hat.
Yeah, and the shots of us that made it on TV, we do look like we're wearing the same outfit.
And you have similar facial expressions.
Yeah, we're like constantly like jaw agape.
We'll put a photo on the website, so go check there. But there's this great photo with their mouths are open like they're going, oh.
I think it was right post dunk or something. Maybe. There was only a couple of good dunks in this game.
So you sit down.
Yeah.
So my focus for the whole first quarter was making sure that I was not caught on camera shoving a bunch of chicken in my face.
Yeah.
So I would wait until they started, because we were on the side where the Clippers were.
Yeah. The Pistons basket.
We were. Yeah. So on the other side was when the Clippers were defending. So if they started chanting defense, that meant it was safe for me to eat chicken.
Yeah, and there were a few close calls because, okay, so at the beginning, or no, it wasn't at the beginning. I think it was at some point in the first quarter, they played this adorable little montage that said, welcome back, Blake, and it showed like him getting drafted and
some of his best dunks,
some great dunks, and some like some of the weird little sketches that they make for the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
All kind of mixed together, and then, you know, a shot of him being like, thank you, thank you. And then I could see there was a camera guy right in front of us, and the guy directly in front of me was wearing a Clippers Blake Griffin jersey. And I saw the camera guy being like pointing at him like,
I'm going to
you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I was like, Gabe, they're about to go live. Hide the chicken. we both shoved the chicken to the ground and like, I don't know if we made it into that shot or not. Hopefully not, but
that's so funny.
Yeah. And then throughout the game, there was like, okay, now we're going to that section for like the freaking Chick-fil-A cow. I don't know. I don't know what that one was.
They do a thing where if they don't make free throws, then everyone gets Chick-fil-A.
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah. So,
but they made all the free throws, so we didn't get any.
Right. And we did get some smackers for when the basket changed over.
Yeah, they were called Bam Bams.
Okay, sorry. Whatever. So that was fun. It's always a fun time to just be, you know, trying to distract someone. Yeah. It didn't work. They were doing really good with their free throws.
So the first quarter ends and the Pistons have a sizable lead. It's 37-24.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, I need to step back for a second because you posted on your Instagram stories a great warm-up video of Montrez doing a big dunk.
Oh, yeah.
And then he liked it.
That's right. I posted, yeah, when I was sitting in my seat for an hour and a half, I did a couple stories.
Did he come over afterwards and say, like, hey, I was just on the gram?
I did see him look at his phone and then look around. And no, I'm just kidding. He, at some point after the warm-up, which I'm just imagining he went, you know, backstage and was like getting ready, getting like
putting massaged. Baby powder on.
Yeah, I don't know what his process is, but somebody's massaging every limb and he's holding his phone, scrolling through Instagram, checking his DMs, seeing if there's any cute ladies in there. And then he sees a video of his dunk and he's like, nice. And he liked it.
Amazing.
So I did think that, you know, maybe I got into his head a little bit because when he came out in the first quarter, he was just not really doing great.
Stinking it up.
Yeah. I would say the first couple plays that he was in, he was just like driving to the basket and then kind of just losing focus. I don't know. Because when he's focused, he's so good.
Yeah.
And he did get, he got there at one point, but just at the very beginning, he was very rusty. And I think it was because of my
Instagram wasn't focused because he was like so in his head about like, who's this mystery woman who is catching all my dogs?
Why is she here so early?
Cool. So in the second quarter, you finished your chicken.
Chicken's gone. Yeah. And now we start thinking about this hat thing. So this is, we're making a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So around this time, a little about me, I was like thinking about watching the game at work. Mm-hmm. I was hoping to. Don't tell my boss this if anyone knows my boss, but my work's like internet was blocking every site that I could possibly watch it on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, they know. So I'm at this point, I'm like just resigned. I stopped trying and I just
quit your job.
I resigned my job and I'm like, let me watch my games. No, but I decide I'm just going to watch it on the ESPN play-by-play because they've got like a pretty nice, like you see like Shea, you know, rebounded the ball.
Yeah.
This person got a foul. You know, you can see what's going on.
I think you could get the gist of the game just by watching like the Clippers Instagram story too. Yeah. They put so much of it, the game on there.
Yeah. That's Instagram's great for that sort of stuff. Sometimes it like they're slow to put highlights up.
Yeah.
But It was fine. I was like trying to pretend to work,
mm-hmm.
And while like peeking down at my phone, going like, "Oh, this must be an important email." And I'm like, "Oh, what's the score? What's the score?"
The score remains, you know, very highly in favor of the Pistons throughout the whole first half.
So at this point, I was thinking Blake saw his ex-girlfriend and was like, "I need to look hot."
Yeah.
If I'm going to be spending this amount of time with my ex, I need to look very hot. So he is like doing all the big moves.
Yeah.
He's playing really well.
I mean, he's an amazing player. This game was a great game for him. And he was being really cute with the Clippers. They were all like kind of like smacking each other and being adorable. At one point, he was at the free throw line, bent over. And I was like, Gabe, look at that butt. And he was like, I don't want to. And then right after I said
he pulled his eyes open. Yeah. Bird Box style.
Right after I said that, Lou Williams came up behind him and smacked it. So,
nice.
You know, they were very close for a long time. And it was fun to see them be sweet to each other. You know, we like it when everyone's friends and everyone gets along.
Yeah. So you did get a good photo of that butt and then showed me later.
I did. Yeah, I got. I'll post that up on the website, the picture of the butt.
Yeah.
We also were in prime a couple of things. We were in prime mascot territory, and
true.
We were in prime possible t-shirt cannon.
Oh my God. Zone. There were so many t-shirts being thrown all around us and I did not get one. Spoiler alert. They kept giving them to the kids around us.
Yeah, the kid behind us got one.
He tried to steal my volunteer shirt, first of all.
What?
Yeah, like I had a shirt that I'm supposed to wear at the booth I work at. And then he, I don't know, I guess it must have fallen on the ground or something while we were gone.
He's like, a shirt.
Yeah, and when I came back, they had it. And I was like, that's mine. And his dad or something was like, "Oh, can I trade you for the one he caught?" And I was like, "No, I need this one."
I bet because the one he caught is like a double XL.
Right, exactly.
Why are they even giving those to kids?
They also had a hot dog cannon. What? Yeah, it was shaped like a hot dog and it like shoots hot dogs out into the crowd. It's amazing.
Are they wrapped?
Yeah, they're wrapped in aluminum. No, it's actually just the sausages. Yeah,
flopping out into the crowd.
They just hit people in the cheek.
No. Everyone's getting smacked by wieners in the crowd.
Yeah.
So you're in prime mascot territory.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
at one point, Chuck the Condor had his butt in a goddess face.
A dream. He's got a cute little butt.
He does. And he's a great dancer. I mean, we've talked about what a great mascot he is.
He's cute. He's funny.
He also had his sidekick there. I've never seen this guy before. I don't know if I just have tuned him out or what, but
Casey, Kid Condor.
So he looks kind of like Chuck, but smaller and with some weird like fur around his face.
This sounds like a Scrappy-Doo situation. And yeah,
he had a backwards red cap too.
No.
And they were doing some like hijinks throughout the game. At one point I saw him fill his hat with popcorn and then dump it on Chuck.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
A, waste of popcorn.
Yeah.
B, I hate teens.
Yeah.
He looked like a teen. Yeah.
I thought Casey was pretty good though. I mean, after last week's debacle with the coyote, like both That's of true. These guys were consummate pros.
Nice. Yeah.
Like they were dancing, they were doing choreographed dances. They didn't look like crap.
That's true. It was cute when they danced together. I liked that. And they did like a what was that called?
It was like a history of
viral
like
dances.
Viral dances. Yeah. Yeah. So they were doing like the floss and the Dougie and all kinds of stuff.
Something called a baby shark. Is that
The fucking baby shark. Anybody who's been near a child in the last 2 years will know this song. But yeah, I don't know why. They did a live performance of it. Yeah. What? Okay. We're looking at the Detroit Pistons mascot right now.
His name's Hooper.
He is a horse.
He's a little pony. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Why is he a horse?
He should be a piston. He should be a piece of machinery.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or a car. Because like Detroit is Motor City.
Yeah.
And Pistons, I believe, are named after car pistons.
Is it like horsepower?
Maybe. Oh, that makes sense.
I don't know. I mean, that's a loose connection.
It should just honestly be a car.
Yeah. Not a big fan. I mean, I know we're biased towards Chuck, but we didn't get to see this horsey dance. Maybe he's good at dancing, but I feel like it's unlikely that he's going to be better than Chuck.
I mean, Chuck's so great.
Yeah.
Not much more that you can ask for in a mascot.
True. So the first half is not going so well for the Clips.
End of the second quarter, we're at 65-54. Pistons really keeping that lead.
That's right. During halftime, we see a couple of young teams playing a game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They
Kid Clippers.
They brought out the kid. Wait, weren't the kid Clippers were the dancers?
No. Were they?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then they brought out some little league peewee basketball players later.
Okay.
But first they had some like kid dancers, which again, compared to the ones that we saw in San Antonio last week.
Absolutely do not call it that.
Like those little baby gymnasts. Ugh. Like these kids were really good. They were great dancers.
What was the age range?
Older. Older than the kid gymnast.
I don't know. I'm bad at ages.
You're like 22.
I don't know. Anything from 3 to 12.
But that's good. I feel like that's the kind of halftime entertainment I need.
Yeah.
If you're going to give me a child, give me a talented child.
Yeah. It was cute. They were great dancers. And then the basketball teams, the little peewee teams were fun to watch too. We also saw, I don't know if this was at halftime or at some other time, but we saw a guy win a car.
That's right. You guys messaged me about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to make free throws.
He had to make more free throws than Gallinari did in some video.
I think he and Gallinari had to hit a combined 8. Gallinari hit 4, he got the last 4.
Got it.
And he won a car, a Kia.
A Kia.
Damn, what I wouldn't give for a Kia.
Same.
Man.
I would murder someone for a Kia. Someday.
So jealous.
So congratulations to that gentleman for your new car.
If the Hoop Troop found you like before the game and was like, hey, do you want to do this contest? Would you do it? If it was a shooting contest.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't do it. I would make a fool of myself.
I know. I feel like there's no way I would make it. And it would just be embarrassing how bad I'd be at it.
There was actually a guy who also, they did a half court shot contest.
For $10,000.
For $10,000. And he hit he missed the first one like horribly. The second one, he actually came a little bit closer, but he didn't get it. And he came pretty close and I was still embarrassed for him.
Yeah. And like it hit the rim.
Yeah.
And like bounced off. So he was that close to $10,000. Okay. So let's get into the third quarter. We had an amazing dunk in this quarter by Montrezl Harrell. He's just a great dunker. I love watching him get mad at a rim.
Really attack it.
Yeah, he really just like slams it down and he likes to get fancy with it. He likes to do a post dunk dance.
Ooh.
And you know, I'm a sucker for a fancy dunk.
He's just a cool guy too. Like he often has like some kind of headband situation. Mm-hmm. He's very big. I mean, his like arms are insane.
Yeah.
And he's fun to watch.
He's very fun to watch. He's very hot-headed. Mm-hmm. He will often yell at refs, get in fights. He'll get all like riled up and then like run a full circle around the court to cool off, I'm assuming. I don't know.
They're like, run it off, Montrezl.
Yeah, exactly. At some point in this quarter, or maybe the fourth quarter, I'm not sure, but there was this weird drone thing that flew around the stadium, mm-hmm. Which it was just like this big white balloon. And you were supposed to text this number and say what section you were in. And the most section numbers that it gets, it like flew over that section and like started spinning around and like they won something. What was it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Chick-fil-A, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Or I
like,
got accidentally texted the wrong section.
That's true. And the guy in front of us got mad.
Yeah, he was like, you idiot, it's 115.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I wrote 106. He's like, he turned around, he was like, we're in 115.
He really wanted that Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, I tried to text, but I was too slow.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to the guy in the Blake Griffin shirt. It's the same guy. I apologize for that, but also maybe you should move on because Blake Griffin doesn't play for the Clippers anymore, buddy.
Also, maybe cool out a little bit.
Yeah, chill. You were on TV. You got a big head about it.
It'll be fine if you don't get Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, you don't need Chick-fil-A.
So at the end of the third quarter, it's still 10-point lead for the Pistons, 90-80.
Mm.
At this point, I said to Agata, like, the Clippers are really going to have to be fourth quarter boys now.
Yeah.
If they want to come back.
Yeah.
And Agata was like, they're not fourth quarter boys.
That's just not how they play.
Well, I did say that, but then I corrected myself and said, you know, Lou Williams absolutely can be a fourth quarter boy. I've seen him do it. So I was holding out hope that maybe that would happen. And then the fourth quarter, they do kind of, you know, pick things up for most of the fourth quarter. They're closing that tie.
Looking
at that gap.
Looking at the ESPN app,
And what a way to watch a game.
That fourth quarter was so exciting. I was just like holding my breath.
Yeah.
As, you know, the little buffer wheel was spinning, you know, during a Clippers timeout. But no, it really was like close the whole fourth quarter. They tied it, I think, around 97 points.
Yeah, so they got it at 97. They tied up the game, and this is like, I don't know exactly how many minutes were left of the game at this point, but it's enough to like really, you know, for either of them to kind of pull ahead at this point.
I want to say, and again, I only know this because I was looking at the app. I want to say it was around 5 minutes left.
Yeah,
it was like a lot of time.
Yeah, so 5 minutes in basketball time is a lot.
It's like 10 days. Yeah. In normal time, normal human time.
So at this point, the crowd's all riled up. Also, the whole place is full, which is kind of rare to see for a Clippers game, I feel like, unless they're playing a big team. But maybe there's a lot of Pistons fans here that I never realized, because it was fun. It's fun to see a game where everybody's like really excited.
Yeah. And at one point, Steve Ballmer stands up, and you can see both of his armpits are drenched in sweat.
Yeah, right when they tie the game, they like they go right to him.
His wife was sitting next to him, and she was wearing a rain poncho.
Yeah. She had an umbrella pointed at his armpit, and she was doing the stinky PU pinch nose sign.
Yeah. So at this point, everyone's riled up. They're like, oh, you know, the Pistons have been up the whole game, but maybe things will turn around. If you're wondering if it happened, the answer is no.
Sorry to bum you out, but they did not win this game.
Yeah, the Clippers had multiple opportunities to pull ahead. I think the biggest problem they had was they kept giving up the rebounds.
Yeah.
So they weren't being aggressive for the rebounds, and the Pistons just kept getting the ball over and over and over again.
And stealing the ball.
Yeah, they kept stealing it. They kept scoring.
And it wasn't us not rooting hard enough. We were rooting really hard.
I did message you guys and said, hey, what are you doing? Are you cheering loud enough?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean to call Gabe out, but at some point he did put his Bam Bams down.
Gabe.
Yeah. I was like, we're still, you know, we're part of it. The free throws are still happening.
Yeah.
You know?
I was still clapping.
Clapping?
That's not a bam bam.
That's not a bam bam.
Your clap is like 1/10 the noise of a bam bam.
I could clap pretty loud.
All right, let's hear it.
That was pretty loud.
Yeah, it was really loud.
And you did a weird cupping clap. It wasn't the normal. You know, you could get a pretty good like palm clap, but no, you did a cup.
Yeah, it sounded hollow.
Hollow hands. Old hollow hands over here.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was honestly, it was exciting, but it was also very frustrating to watch because, you know, I know the Clippers have it in them, and they just weren't fighting for it. It was really the rebounds, and, like, every time they had the possession of the ball, they were just, like, you know, making like not making really easy shots, like missing layups and stuff where nobody was blocking. And it's like,
yeah,
they really fell apart at the end. And you know, Blake Griffin was playing through, he played most of the game. He sat out for a little bit of the third quarter, but during the first half of the game alone, he got 26 points.
So I feel like we can chalk this up to Blake having purpose. He was so driven out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sure his teammates are very good as well. But
yeah.
But from what I saw, he was just like a powerhouse.
He really was. And everyone kept giving him the ball. So I think like he really is the star of that team.
Right.
And everybody knows it.
Yeah. I think he really had something to prove. Mm-hmm. In this game, and he did it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think also maybe the Clippers were like nervous to see him.
Yeah. I'm sure it's awkward. It must be.
They're like, are we still going to be friends? Like,
yeah. Are you going to date another Kardashian? Like, you never call me anymore, buddy.
Yeah.
That's what I assume, you know,
Lou's saying.
Reggie Jackson texts him. No, damn it. Wrong team. Danilo.
So one Pistons player I really want to point out is Reggie Bullock, because he has incredible hair.
He does.
It's very long. He had it up in two separate sections, kind of back ponytail and like a front floof. And
A lot of the bottom was shaved.
Yeah. It's beautiful. He has, I can't tell if it's dreads or braids, but he's got it in little sections and he looks great. And the little bit that I saw of him, I was just like, wow, this guy.
Yeah.
Good hair.
Great hair. We all agreed. And then we can talk about the very last play of the game, which the Pistons get possession of the ball. Blake Griffin has it. He's running down the court.
He looks like he's going to like do a fast break in the last few seconds and do a big dunk.
Yeah. And our good old Beverly is not happy about this at all.
Beverly.
Yeah.
Beverly.
He Blake changes his mind or whatever. Maybe they were talking shit to each other before the game ended, but he just, you know, slows down and starts like dribbling and just lets the clock run out, cuz they're already, you know, a lot of points ahead. Not a lot. I mean, at this point
they're
5 points ahead. There's no way that the Clippers have any chance. And, you know, we've talked about it before. It's like
bad etiquette
to, you know, throw a, you know, half court shot when you're already winning, or to
do a big dunk.
I feel like a dunk has got to be more disrespectful.
That would be the ultimate disrespectful dunk, is if you're winning by a bunch and you dunk a big old dunk at the end.
Right. It's just rude. And
the only person who was near him was Patrick Beverly.
Yeah, and there was clearly some words exchanged after the buzzer rings, and you can see them like yelling at each other, and then they have to be split up because they're clearly, Patrick Beverly is upset at the prospect of what he was about to do. And I think it is fucked up, because, you know, there's this like etiquette of how to behave, but on top of that, this is your old team.
Yeah.
Like, show some respect.
Be a nice boy.
Do better tomorrow.
I feel like if I were him, I would be thinking, oh, my fans here in LA want to see me do a big dunk. Mm-hmm. And I'll pretend like I am, but I'm not actually going to do it.
Yeah.
Because he ran over to that side, held up the ball, and then did like a loop around. Mm-hmm. And Beverly was right next to him the whole time. So I think Beverly was probably like, what the hell are you doing, jerk face?
Yeah.
But still, he shouldn't have done that. He should have just like dribbled a little bit and then hugged his friends.
Yeah.
Which he eventually hugs his friends.
He does.
He hugs Lou. He hugs Montrez.
Yeah.
It was very, that was sweet.
It was sweet, and we like to see that, but we don't like to see the you know,
the meanness.
The meanness or the disrespect.
So final score is 109-104. So not a crazy blowout, but obviously the Pistons had it the whole time.
It was disappointing because the Clippers could have taken it and they didn't.
No.
Did you guys mention that Blake had 44 points in the game?
Oh, that's right.
44 total, 26 just in the first half.
That's wild.
Insane.
So also, his arms, I mean, you guys had a better view. I just watched a little bit of highlights, but Blake Griffin has huge arms.
He does. And he's just a huge person in general. And we said we were going to talk about how we've seen him do improv before. Gabe and I have been to two shows that he went to, that he did with Ben Schwartz, his Snow Pants show that he does with like Gil Ozeri and who else? I don't know.
Thomas Middleditch. Thomas
Middleditch. Yeah.
This was a few years back, but yeah, Blake Griffin was the special guest twice, and he was pretty good at long form improv.
He actually was. He has no official training of it, but
he did bad improv guns, finger guns.
Oh, but God.
You can excuse that.
Yeah. Well, I bet that was the number one reason why he was so mad that he got traded, is because he wanted to stay here in LA and do more improv at UCB.
I mean, he really does love, he loves comedy. He hosted like a stand-up show. I think pretty recently, like, I don't know, he was traded last season, right? So I think like within the last year and a half or so, he did like a Blake Griffin's comedy hour.
I hope that in Detroit, he has found a nice improv theater and he's maybe on a house team there, maybe doing a show called like Your Crazy Relative or something like that, where audience members talk about a relative of theirs that's crazy, and then he does improv based on it.
That would be funny.
That would be nice. That would be nice.
I mean, Blake, if you're listening,
yeah,
take that idea.
Obviously you are. And I do have to say, though, he was like naturally good at improv, which you don't see that very often.
Yeah.
So fuck you, Blake, for being both a great basketball player and naturally good at comedy and a big, beautiful boy.
Yeah.
Because it's not fair that one person gets everything. Let's get into the donkeys.
Oh, yes.
Donkeys!
So the donkeys are the part of the show where we give out awards based on arbitrary categories that we just decide right now.
There is no planning ahead with the donkeys.
That's right. We got to give that most points donkey, of course. We got to give it to the Pistons. Congratulations for winning the game.
Congratulations.
You boys worked hard and you earned it.
So I'm going to point out at this point, Blake has bright blue shoes and a little leg sleeve thing.
Yeah.
A singlet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it looks like he just ripped half his pant leg off.
He ripped one pant leg off, has one single leg covered. Mm-hmm. Looked good.
Yeah. It was a cute look.
So does he get best look? Is that his?
I think so.
Yeah. For hair, I feel like we got to give it to Sandy Bullock.
Yeah. I think so too. I mean, you know, look, Montrez, you have great hair. We've given it to you before, but Sandy Bullock was really coming with it tonight. So,
yeah, sorry if that hurts your feelings. Best dunk.
Oh, yeah.
So we didn't talk about it. There was one really good dunk on the Pistons, and I don't know which player it was. It wasn't Blake. It was somebody else. And he did a very flashy dunk where his limbs were flailing around.
Was it better than Montrez's big dunk?
No, I just love a good Montrez dunk. I love when he does a dance afterwards. He did a little
shimmy. I got it. You can't see it, but it got us doing a little wiggle shimmy.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for the theatrics of a good dunk. So let's give it to Trez.
What about best mascot sidekick?
I don't know.
I feel like the Clippers would just win the best mascot game altogether. I mean, we don't know who this, what was his name again?
Hooper?
Yeah, we don't know what Hooper, this, Hooper. We don't know what this Hooper is all about, but the Clippers mascot game was just on point tonight.
Yep. Should we do uniforms?
Yeah, so the Clippers were wearing their jerseys that just say LA, and it looks like the LA is going really fast. I think it's their city edition.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't like them. I like them. I think that they are a little generic, but they remind me of like the late 80s, early 90s. So it's stylistically interesting.
So did they have a white and a navy version of the same uniforms that they were wearing? Because I feel like we've seen them play in these, but with a white.
It's possible. And then they have like a different, there was a different kind of jersey that wasn't exactly the city edition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. But well,
these
good.
Were blue, dark navy. They looked very nice.
I liked them, yeah.
The Pistons had white uniforms that also look very nice. A little more traditional looking. You know, but very clean.
Yeah. So we got a tweet from someone named Cameron Craig, who tweeted us and let us know, kind of cleared up this uniform thing that we've talked about before on the show. I think Hayes told us an older rule that has since been changed. So basically, the old league rule was like made by Adidas, was that home team had to wear white. And then since Nike took over last year, they changed this rule. So now the home team can pick whatever jersey they want. And then the away team must pick something that complements it. So that's why we keep seeing like jerseys that don't match with this, you know, home team, away team rule that we heard about.
Yeah. So essentially, they both can be color jerseys, but as long as they're very different colors,
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah. And that makes sense. You don't want to get them confused out there.
Yeah. If they're both wearing white, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It all looks the same to me.
Yeah. So I think this one goes to the Clips.
Can I suggest one?
Yes.
We often do the best dunk, and by often I mean this is the third week straight. But I was thinking, I noticed a best block, which I also want to give to Montrez.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Montrez did a great block at the end, and I think that's what we were looking at when we made those dumb faces on TV.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I think the same traits that make someone good at dunking are also in block, being good at blocking. You know, just that like aggressive, like smack down.
So just jumping and arm waving.
Yeah. But it's fun when it's like, I know which one Gabe's talking about. It's fun when it's like, it looks like the player is going to get up there with no problem. And then out of nowhere, he comes up and smacks and he like times it exactly
right. It's like a surprise.
Yeah.
That's what you want your block to be, a surprise.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And then it's extra fun when they're then able to take the ball and, you know, shoot it to the other end of the court and make a basket. Which did not happen because it was during the Clippers' fourth quarter when they didn't seem to be able to make any baskets.
Yeah. And like Gabe was mentioning there, we will post a photo of Gabe and I's face reactions in the crowd right after this happened because there was a close-up that aired on TV. And we got a photo of it.
It's a great photo. And we replayed it a couple times and laughed so hard. Can I propose a dunkie?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I do best employee goes to me for not quitting my job to go to this game?
Yes.
Sure.
And I just want to say that the games just are not even close to as fun with you not there.
Yeah.
And
it was a bummer.
I felt like, what am I even doing here? Anastasia's not here.
Oh,
like,
hush.
What kind of dunk town? I mean, we had a great time, but.
Yeah, come on. You didn't have fun?
Yeah, but, you know, it was a really good time. It was a really fun game, but.
It was fun.
All right, stop rubbing it. I'm just kidding. No, I think the whole dunk town gang is, it's optimal when all three of us are there.
Yeah, and we're, you know, we can tease a future episode. We're going to a game at the end of the month, and we're bringing a guest with us, and you guys are going to love it. So get excited.
You can try and guess who our mystery guest will be, but you're not going to get it because, I don't know, you don't know us. You don't know.
Who? I mean, you might get it. It's not that hard.
It's not that hard, actually.
It's Chuck the Condor.
Yeah. Oh my God. What if he sat next to us during a game? I would flip out.
So we do have Gabe has mentioned before we started recording that we have a goal when we go to this game to get a photo of you, me, and our guest and Chuck all in one picture.
That would be amazing.
All having a blast. And I think we can make it happen.
We're going to try our darndest.
Yeah.
So the final numbers for the Dunkies are Pistons have 3, Clippers have 4, and Anastasia has 1.
Nice. So Clippers win.
Good job. I mean, you didn't win the game, the Dunkies, and that matters more.
It does matter more, and you know, some might accuse us of being biased towards the Clippers, and I just want to say we absolutely are. We love them. Clip-clop.
Clip-clop. Clip-clop.
But also, better effort next time, guys.
Yeah. It wasn't your best. I mean,
you won the Dunkies by the skin of your teeth, only because Anastasia split
the
vote.
Oh my God. Louis just burst through the door. He's wagging his little tail. He's so excited.
Cutie.
but yes, Gabe is right. We want to see more from you boys.
Yeah. And we know you can do it. We've seen you do it before.
Yeah.
Like we mentioned earlier, we're going on a trip next weekend. So we're not going to be recording a game But we will be recording something else. It'll be a movie review. We'll have that ready for you guys next week. And then we'll be back to doing games again after that.
Yeah, we've got a fun app for you.
So let's get into Mail Basket.
Watch out. There's a lot of mail to be delivered this afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So this is the segment where we read some of the feedback that you guys send us. As always, please send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us at hi@dunk.town. You can tweet at us at Dunktown Podcast or talk to us on Instagram at Dunktown Podcast as well. We love to hear from you. We love to know where you live, what teams you like, how you got into the NBA, how you found our show.
If you have suggestions for cuties or bad boys.
Yeah, cuties or bad boys. Last week we asked who are your favorite players that you like to watch no matter what team they're playing for.
People have been sending me disrespectful dunk compilations.
Yeah.
Anything, honestly. Anything fun and nice that you want us to be aware of, we are more than happy to be aware of it.
Yeah. So today I'm going to read a message we got from Christopher. He says, howdy, my name is Chris and I just discovered your show. I'm loving y'all's perspective on the NBA. Thanks for putting this pod together. I'm a DIY musician in St. Petersburg, Florida. My main band is my wife Susan and I and our friend James, and it's called Permanent Makeup. I loved b-ball as a kid, but never had the confidence to play on a team or anything. When I was in my late teens and getting into punk and weird music, I quit caring about sports. So for almost 15 years, I didn't follow any sports at all. And a little over 2 years ago, I was like, man, I miss basketball. So I dove back into the NBA. So now he's a Spurs fan. In this first email, he said that he picked the Spurs because the coach went public with some scathing and articulate anti-Trump rants when he was trying to pick a team to root for. Which I love that was the reason you chose the Spurs. That's adorable. And then he said this year they are struggling, but it's still fun for me. I love DeRozan, who we just watched last week, and he was really fun to watch.
Yeah.
And he said DeRozan just started with them, and I love that he's out in public about dealing with mental health. So that was really cool. He mentioned that he was going to go to a Magic Spurs game, and then he followed up by telling us how the game went, which we love to hear, all game recaps.
Yeah.
And then he said, overall, things are much more optimistic from Spurs fandom land since we last emailed. They just completed a 6-game homestand where it seems to me they really figured out their defense. They now have 6 games in a row keeping opponents under 100 points.
And as we saw, the Spurs are being very good.
Yeah, they're really kicking ass and winning a lot of games by like huge margins. So congratulations to our friend Christopher. Check out his band.
They're on Bandcamp. They're on Bandcamp and they're super good.
Yeah, the music's great. What a nice boy. Thank you for writing in.
And thank you for the collage that you made.
Yeah,
it was so cute. I loved it.
He made a sweet collage of him at the game with the score. So thanks for keeping us up to date with what your basketball life is like. You guys can write in and tell us about what games you're going to, what you're excited about.
And I have to say, I really, really like our listeners.
Me too.
Like everyone who has emailed us has been super nice, super funny, seems to have good
morals.
Yeah. Is that right to say? And then also like their emails are formatted really nicely. We have very smart, nice, organized listeners, which I really love. So thank you, everyone.
Me too. I love that. And I love when you guys like say that you are happy that we are talking about hard topics that other people don't talk about, which I think like is so important to do. And I'm glad that somebody cares about it other than us.
Yeah. Cause it is scary saying some of that stuff. Cause we're not sure what the reception is going to be. So thank you so much for supporting that.
Yeah. We've seen a lot of, horrible garbage on like Twitter and Instagram and Reddit and whatever. And, it's nice to see people that, you know, that might just be the vocal majority, but there's other people who, you know, care about not supporting players who are, you know, abusive and shitty and like I'm glad that there are people that care about that.
Yeah. So thank you everyone who has contacted us, emailed us. We really have enjoyed it. Enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah. So if you want to talk to us, email us at hi@dunk.town. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dunktown Podcast. Check out our website. It's dunk.town. And thank you to Andrew Clotworthy for our song and Andrea Tominguez for our design work.
And also, if you have a friend who you think would like our podcast, please recommend it, especially a female friend. It'd be nice to get a couple more female listeners. And I know that basketball skews very male.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know a female friend who likes basketball or doesn't and is interested in getting into it, recommend us. And also maybe jump on that old Apple Podcasts and give us a review.
Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.